Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition of Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank you for coming on. My name is Ron Clayton, and I'm your Tuesday host for what we call the Travel Tuesday Show. The overall name of the weekly scheduled meetings at noon are called Optimize Your Life. And so we take different days of the week, and we promote ideas and programs to help you optimize your life. We usually have a number of guests that come on the show today, and we'll be doing that. And I'll start making some more introductions as it happens. But I hope you're having a wonderful, sunny, and blessed day. I know around the country, most places, it's real hot. It is here. And so I just hope, again, it's a nice day for you. We really explore a lot of things when we talk about Travel Tuesday. Sometimes we just talk about the basic idea of travel. See, travel is a vision. When you decide that you're going to travel, I don't care if you're going to New Jersey. We're going to New Jersey next week. You start thinking about New Jersey. You start dreaming about it. You think about the traffic jams. You think about looking across the Hudson River to look at New York City. You think about the Empire State Building. You start seeing things that remind you that there are great things in this world that you can take advantage of. And, you know, we are so proud of the fact that we have people that have seen and had the vision, captured it, and then they turn around and they put it to use. And today we call it a tool. It's a method, a mechanism to allow individuals, because of a company called Surge 365, you can literally take advantage of it, be put in a position, choose to be in a position of ownership, which is the single greatest economic decision you can make in your life, to own something. People want to own a home, they want to own a car, they want to own a business, they want to own their life. Well, when you get in business for yourself with a team that can help you on a tool that works, you can make a great lifestyle. And I'd like to introduce somebody that I met that actually I can say this flat out. My wife Linda and I had a dream. We had a vision. We had a desire that went from a desire to a dream to a goal. Now, what's the difference between the vision and the goal? We put a date on it, and we said we're going to do it by this time, this day. And then we booked it. And we booked it that we bought plane tickets. We bought tickets to go on a cruise. And then we went. And the funniest thing is when we got home, we had a check for $800 in our mailbox. Now, how would you like to have that kind of benefit working for you? So I'll tell you what, I'm going to introduce you to someone who introduced us to this program. And when he did that, it changed our life forever. And so I have to say, and I'm so, Joe used to call it the cycle of appreciation. Well, we so appreciate what he and his wife, Brenda, have done, not only for us, but our friends. We have friends that never traveled next anywhere. You know, they went to see a family member. They went to, you know, emergencies. They go to funerals and, you know, whatever. But they never traveled. They never existed and had life and enjoying seeing different places. And because of Rick Reese and Brenda Reese, and then what we chose to do now allowed them to do the same. Rick, that's helping others by helping others.
That
you prove
awesome.
Every day.
Wow, that is so awesome. So good to hear your voice and to be on the show today. It's nice and sunny in Colorado, so you've got nice sunny weather coming to you in Buffalo. We always like to bring you good tidings. Huh?
I said it's 80 degrees already.
Oh, okay. Always like to bring you good tidings from Colorado because I guess, you know, it's always good. It's always good. Even snow sometimes is good. And especially when you work from home. What's that?
I said, yeah, because it comes and goes.
Good to be on the show, Ryan. And I was just listening to you. Well, you was talking there, man, about desire, dreams, and goals. And every time I hear that, it does something inside. And not from a void, but from the opportunity to be able to actually, you know, go for it. Desire, dreams, and goals. And everybody has that. I was just listening as you was talking, you know, about coming into Surge 365 in the travel business. And, of course, today is Travel Tuesday. You know, we try to talk travel, but really wherever the conversation goes is what we do. And I came into the travel business, and I had never gone on a cruise. And I came in the travel business in 2004. And I never had gone on a cruise. And I don't know, growing up, cruising was not even on my radar, except for Love Boat.
Kiss and Stubing.
That's right. And that was my, you know, I was like, it's not something that that I'd ever be able to do. I mean, I never really even thought about it. And we went on our first cruise when we came into the travel business. And we actually won our first cruise. And since, and that was 2000, and I came in 2004, and we went on our first cruise in 2006. Or 2007, one of those. Probably more like, 2006. Yeah, 2006. And went on my first cruise. And I had never not liked it, you know, that I'm not going to go on a cruise, but it was not something that I had on my agenda to go. But after I went on my first cruise, and it was a Coach Tomer birthday bash.
Wow.
And birthday cruise. And we won it. We won it. They had some kind of, you know, competition thing where you had so many sales and so many this and so many that. And we won the cruise. And interestingly enough, I had just left a year before that, 2005. I had just left my corporate job. And took a chance. Dreams and goals. And I took a chance, and I left that job working 80 hours a week and got some direction by a higher source, the Lord. There's always grace.
I got work for you. And I ain't sitting in a job.
And it ain't that. There's always a greater, you know, God is always drawing you to a greater. And, you know, what's interesting is that it's based on your desire, dreams and goals. You don't know that yet. You know, and I left my job and went into the community to serve. You know, that's one thing that's so beautiful about what we do at Hope, is that we're serving others, helping others by helping them help others. Serve. Pay it forward. And a lot of people don't realize that that's the power. That's the power source. You know, service, helping others by helping them help others, just doing, giving, bringing value to the marketplace, not your need. Bringing value, not your need. And so I went to the community and started serving on boards and commissions and just enjoying. And you mentioned this sometimes, you know, we had Katrina back in 2005. And so by the time I was in the community in February of 2005, later that year in August, Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. And I had been in the community, and we had 1,500 people from the Gulf Coast fleeing the whole situation, which was terrible. When you think back to some of the things that we've gone through, the pandemic was really nothing compared to what happened with Katrina in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, because it totally devastated everything. And everybody left, and you know, everybody converged on New Orleans and the Gulf Coast like it was a war zone, and it was. And we had 1,500 people come to my city here in Colorado, Colorado Springs. Because I listened to the Lord, a year late, but I did finally left my job, I was in the community before they came. And so I'm serving on boards, and I'm serving on commissions, and I'm just helping. I saw a whole other world of the community and what it means to actually be in the community and meeting the needs of the real community. Because normally you don't take time to actually get into the real community. People donate. They may give an hour here, an hour there, but they really don't see the community. But I was in the midst of it, and I was seeing and in the world of the nonprofits who are there to provide different services to the community. And so I'm there. Katrina happens in August 2005, and I'm the project manager, strategic planner. I was doing all of those, working with all those skill sets in the community. The United Way CEO saw that. And, you know, there's somebody watching you. You don't even know. You know, you have, based on your desire, dreams, and goals, you're visible to someone. That's why you just keep going. You just keep going. You keep serving. But the United Way saw me, and Katrina had happened, and 1,500 people had come to our community. And initially, the city, working with the United Way, said, okay, we're gonna take care of them for a month. And then we want to transition this whole thing off to a community organization. And they asked me to lead that organization, Disaster Recovery Center. And so I became director of the Disaster Recovery Center. And they gave me a room in a building, the Urban League room in their building, gave me a floor, and gave me office space, they gave me a staff that I put together. I was able to pay them. I wasn't getting paid. The Lord said, do it without pay. Don't ask for anything. Just do it. But I was able to pay my staff of about five people. And we were processing these folks into our community and getting them jobs and getting them services that they needed and getting them homes and food and putting their kids in school and all of those things that you need just naturally, you know, to make life make you feel like you're living. And they gave me the keys to the city. And so I was able to access everything. We had the fire department helping us move and store furniture, that we was giving them furniture. I had the keys, Ron, to the city. We had all of the restaurants that was offering food and groceries and fruit and all their needs. I had never seen the city open up like they opened up to welcome the folks that fled from Katrina. The city just totally opened up everything, the goodwill, the love. And it was just it was an amazing time. And I start realizing why the Lord pushed me so to leave my job to come into the community. Well, I'm in the community serving. And this is an important thing. The thing that you want, those desired dreams and goals, you get them through service. You know, some people say, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm just going to be a hard charger after them. And forget everything else. I don't got time for that. I'm going after my dreams. I don't have any time to serve. You know. And I learned an important lesson, and that's why I love what Joel has put together, Lord Rest His Soul, with what he has left us as a legacy with the Hope Collection, a legacy of service, a legacy of love, a legacy of You know, you don't have to be stuck in a 9-to-5. You can pursue your dreams and your goals. And so the business that we were in, I thought it was just a travel business. We used it to travel, came in 2004, just used it to travel. And that's what we get. These guys came in, others came in, and started making a ton of money, 2006, ton of money. And 2005, 2006. And while I'm serving, and the Lord, I asked, Father, you know, I'm going to leave my job. What do I do for a living? You know. And he said, go into the community. Don't ask for any money. Just serve, serve, serve. But we had the business. Now, do you know that when I went into the community and started serving, Brenda came to life in another whole another way. Because she, you know, we didn't know the business was the thing that was going to create wealth. But Brenda came to life, and it wasn't really of her choosing. People start coming and saying, I want in. I love to travel. This is an opportunity to travel wholesale instead of retail. Get some great benefits, tax benefits, because it's a real business as an independent contractor. And you're writing off things that are allowable, which, because it's travel, it's travel, and get paid to go. And that's what we would say, you know, travel wholesale instead of retail, get the great tax write-offs, and get paid to go. And, of course, we always have to say consult your tax accountant or preparer. But that's what we did. And so I'm in the community, not even working the business run. And these people who knew what they were doing in network marketing, in this that industry of network marketing, saw the travel as a tool and a vehicle to organize people, to train people, to give an opportunity for people to have fun and get paid. And I'm like, oh, that's what this is. And I'm serving in the community, and these major people who understand the industry of helping others by helping them help others, they start coming and saying, I want in. And you know what it did for Brenda? It made her work. You know, where before I was working. It made her work. And so she became the tech expert of signing people into the business, giving this opportunity to others. And she would spend days signing people up, and I want these folks in, and she's signing them up. And at that time, the process to come on board was like 10 screens, and she just mastered it. And I turn around while I'm in the community, and I look and I see this person that has come basically out of their shell and becoming the expert in the business. And I'm not even working the business. I'm serving, you know, the folks that came up for Katrina from 6 in the morning to 6 at night, and Brenda is, like, making it happen. I'm like, I didn't know that was in you. I mean, I knew you, of course, big time, but and I married up, but I didn't know that piece was in you. And it pulled out a whole nother Brenda, and the business started making a lot of money, and I'm not even there. I'm not even there. I'm not sure what that tone is, but but I'm not there. Oh. And I go, Ron, I go, God will help you. He will help you hit your desires and your dreams and your goals. And what I realize, as long as you have them in your heart, you're broadcasting and you know, these are the you and Linda had it in your heart already.
Yes.
And then you show that I come up and I have the tool, and I'm able to give you guys a tool. Next thing I know, you guys are in, you know, cruising in Europe. And but what it taught me, that whole story, what it taught me. You've got to have the desires and the dreams and the goals. The tool will find you. to help accomplish it. By me going into the community and with desires, dreams, and goals, and the love of service, I go into the community, the business starts going crazy without me. And it taught me the true work ethic. The true work ethic is service. You serve, you serve, you give, you give, you bring value, and the dreams and the desire and the goals that you have, God will send the tools to make it happen. Isn't that something?
It's perfect. And, you know, it's so neat, Rick. The timing. We always have a time clock that's faster than God's time clock on everything. There's no exception. You know, once in a while something will happen, you go, that's what I wanted, God answered it. Yeah, but in reality, the things that are most meaningful, we end up doing and giving, and we have no idea. Sometimes we even ask the question, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Why am I going through this? What's the reason for that? And all of a sudden, out of the blue, not out of the blue, Lord answers that for all in the service. And you look back and you say, well, you know, if I had not done that, how could God bless me now? How could he show favor now? And so many times, we're looking for, like, we go to work and we expect a paycheck at the end of the week. That's how long of trust we have in the day-to-day world. That's what our society has taught people. You got to have that end of the week, give me the money. Show me the money. My trust level is for 5 days, 40 hours.
That's true.
And so when you say to somebody, what is your vision? What's your dream? What? A lot of people, first of all, their trust level is so low, how could they possibly necessarily, unless it's embedded in them deeply, like it had been for Lynn and I, we had studied, by the way, Jamestown, New York, where we lived, the only travel agency was AAA. The Benson & Hedges travel company went out of business that was in the mall. So at AAA, and of course you have to go to be a member, and if you go there, they want you to be a member, and then they want to close you. And they want to be able to tell you, you know, we'll give you $2,000 and we'll send you a trip to Europe. That's not how people think. How they think is, you know, I've always wanted to be in that cottage. I want to see where William Shakespeare, where he went to church and where he slept. I want to see, you know what, William Shakespeare and I were on the porch in his hometown, Canterbury. I've been there. I can tell that story. Well, you see, When I was dating Linda, she had three girlfriends, and they were always dreaming and talking. Girls can do that so much easier mostly than us guys. Or at least they admit to it, talk about it. We do, but we don't talk about it. Well, they were talking, these two girls, that they went to high school together, and they went to all this, and they studied literature, and they studied history. And they said, they were talking all the time and doing that, they wanted to travel together. Now, they were good friends already. So, just so happens, I came in the picture. You know, I had to ask Linda out and say, look it, I'll go out with you with no strings attached. I was real committed. But the night I went out with her on that date, less than a month later, we were engaged. I knew immediately when she shared herself, her spirit, there wasn't any, I didn't have to search another moment. The search was done. Now, what are we going to do with our life? That's really what happened. Well, her and her girlfriends were planning to go to England. And I realized one thing. If she went to England, she's going to be around the world. She's going to see all these other people and like that. I'm not a big star. I'm not some super educated guy. My classy job was a bartender at Dirty Dick's Bathhouse. I'm serious. That was the name of it. And it was underground. You sat in bathtubs. Would listen to the band and dance. I was not very impressionistic for her to say, guys, there's my guy. You know, I had things in my heart, but they don't see that. People don't see that when you're walking down the street and talking to anything just around. So she was going to go to England. She came over one night and said, well, you know, we're talking about next spring going to, with Mary Lynn and I. We're going to go. And I said, oh, don't do that. My heart was broken. I said, I'm not going to lose this girl to myself. I'm not going to lose this girl. So I told her, I said, look it, don't go with them. You'll never see them again. Marry me and we'll see the world. Now, you know what that
Wow. Is
on the call today? That's a line. Look it, I was working the bartender and pumping gas on the, when I wasn't doing that. I had a race car that really I had to get rid of. And if I hadn't got rid of it, she wouldn't have gone out with me. And because she knew the money was going to the car, not into her. So there wasn't a lot of prospects for me to stand out. But I could say this, marry me and we'll go. And, you know,
nice.
We had nothing. We got married. We had my wasn't my mother-in-law. I'm sorry, my mother bought us a beautiful bed. The bedroom set, that's what we had. Nothing. We saved $200 in 2 years. We got married, but I want you to know, our anniversary, our honeymoon, we were going to go to England. We ran out of money and ended up in Toronto. It's about an hour and a half from here.
Vinny bettered his game and invited her onto a cruise. Welcome to the Love Boat.
Guess what? Country boy, even before that, on my 10th wedding anniversary, I took her to England for 3 weeks. We got a car and lived in bed and breakfast. But we went from London all the way up to Scotland. We were in all the places. We went to the Tower of London and all that. And we went and saw the down in London. We went to York and we saw the history of America really started at the Jorvik Center in downtown York, which was Jorvik stood for York. And, of course, New York was named after the Jorvik Center. And that's history. Well, but the key, what I'm talking about, what I want to take this back to is I made a commitment, number one. Number two, even then I was a man of my word. So she trusted me, and we did get married. And at 10th wedding anniversary, we went to England for 14 days, 15 days. And, you know, then came years in between that. We worked hard. I grew up in the corporate world and then went ups and downs and all that stuff, mostly downs. You know, you take the corporate life and you take the highlights, like when you get a Christmas off or you get Thanksgiving off for the special days, 4th of July, and that's your highlights. But I knew in my heart, I promised this girl we're going to England. So on our 10th wedding anniversary, we're going to buy a house. We didn't. We took the money, and instead of doing that, I said, we're going to England.
Wow.
And we did it. Now, it's not because I'm so great or I'm so special. What it was is I had a dream and a vision that was embedded in my heart. I fed it. We would go to, when we were in Buffalo, we'd come home and we'd go to the travel agents and the malls and we'd go get brochures. Whenever there was any place, we actually went to travel logs. The libraries would have travel logs on England or different places in the world. We fed the dream. And I think that's real important. So many times people just think, you can't just think it once. You got to feed it. And when
all right,
we
Ron,
fed
I got a cliff note. I got a cliff note for you. It's just like, they said love still is the greatest gift of all. Ron said instead of giving her a house, I decided to give her me and show her some love, give her some memories. And then, Rick, I'm going to flip it back over to you because this would be a good time, Rick, for us to give them the cliff notes because I know you do all types of research and seeing into the vision and where we were going to be now in lockdown for a crime that we never even committed. 3-4 years ago, Rick, was it when Coach Toomer and Scott says, let's help heal the nation with vacations. Can you give us a cliff note on that, Rick?
That's one of the things that we're doing is we're healing the nations with vacations. And that country boy, so good to hear your voice. And always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to hear your wisdom. You know, one of the things that, like Ron is saying, yeah, healing the nations with vacations as a company. And as Ron was talking there, and you're right, he traded all this for his wife, all the worldly stuff for her. And God, I know, gave you that line, Ron. Don't go with them. Come with me. I'll help you see the world. And, but country boy, yes, healing nations with vacations. And as Ron was talking, which was so, so interesting, what came to mind was the choices that we make that we don't even realize. And one is, of course, as a company, our choice even before the pandemic even happened in 2019, the company, Surge 365, did a complete pivot. I'm talking 180-degree pivot from where we were going, which was good, to the slogan that we came up with, Healing Nations. Healing the Nations with Vacations, before the pandemic. And it was kind of, it was prophetic. But we've always been there, even since I joined in the industry in 2004. I was like, hey, this is a company that God is doing something with, because they're always making moves that turn out to be prophetic looking back. And so Healing Nations with Vacations was our slogan for 2019, not knowing what was going to happen in 2020. Fast forward to now, you've got 8 billion people who were locked down. 8 billion people around the world in 2020, locked down because of the pandemic, wanting to travel, yearning to be free. 8 billion people. And we came up with the slogan before that, Healing Nations, with the tool of Surge 365 that touches everything travel. So that if a person says, I want to do this in travel, as a career, I can do it. If I want to give out a link, like booking.com, the link is actually powered by booking.com. Think about this. Booking.com, of course, owned by Expedia. Expedia and Priceline own all the booking companies out there. Our CEO, our current CEO, Scott Tomer, working with Surge 365, Surge 365, and we were partnered with another company, created something called the Vortex, where Scott came in and said, hey, we know that we have deep discounts as a member, on all our travel through the Surge 365 membership program. Is it possible for us to take that quote-unquote software that gives us that identifies a deep discount? Is it possible for us to create a product that we want to call the Vortex for people who just want to book travel? They don't want to come into a business, a membership. They just want to get deep. They want to get good savings on their travel compared to the public price of Expedia, Booking.com. And the company says, yeah, we can do that. And so we created the Vortex, industry-first product that allows us as members to give out a free link that's in the same space as Booking.com, the number one booking engine right now, in that same space that goes out when they get this free complimentary link, and I can give it out to the world. Ron can give it out to the world. Country Boy, you can give it out to the world where they can book through that link. And when they book a hotel or resort, it goes out and it looks at the public price, which is offered in the public space because of something called parity, where everything in the public space has to be around the same price. It used to be we could research and get a lower price here, a lower price there, but the industry has come together and has been basically bought out by Expedia and Priceline. That's a good thing. And so they have to honor parity, anything in the public space. So that hotel price, the room of the hotel, the price of the hotel room, the price of everything basically is about the same. Now think about this. We create this product called the Vortex that's in the same space. So when a person comes into Surge 365, they have this free link that people can book on that's at the same price honoring. Well, it shows when you book through the Vortex, it shows the price of parity. And it goes out and looks at that price of parity. And because of the algorithm and the access to the industry that we have, not getting too deep, when it looks at that public price, it comes in up to 60% less through the Vortex. That is so huge. And that's why the only way we can do that, not honoring parity, is you have to sign in and register for your own personal Vortex. How cool is that? And so I give this link to someone. First of all, I come into Surge 365, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to build a team. All I want to do is travel and help people travel. And this is what Brenda and I did when we first came on board. Wait one second. This is what Brenda and I did. We just want to travel and help people travel. 2015, Surge 365 was launched. And we still had that goal. I want to travel wholesale instead of retail, get some great tax benefits because I'm an independent contractor, and I want to get paid to go. In 2015, Surge 365 was launched. Brenda and I are founding members of Surge 365. And the idea that we have the idea that you've got a Vortex you can give out to anybody that joins Surge can give out this free link, hands free, right? And I can give out, there's no limit to the Vortex. Give out this free link to the world. People book through that link, MoveAsideBooking.com, MoveAside Expedia, MoveAside Priceline. A person that joins Surge immediately is in that market space with their Vortex. And so if I give out this free link, booking engine, somebody, person would have to register to take it out of the public space so we can pass on deep savings. And they book through that Vortex link, the resort they were going to do anyway, in Punta Cana or wherever around the world. They book through that link. They're going to save. When they book that resort, it's going to come in 60% less than the public price. And the owner of the Vortex that gave out that free link makes 60% of what they save. And so now I'm looking at that, and I'm like, this is a great tool that accesses the wealth of the world because I can come into Surge and give out this free link. So now we've got healing nations with vacations. We have the pandemic that happens, 8 billion people who were locked down. A person can join Surge today and give out that link. If they're a pastor, give it out to your entire congregation. The congregation can give the Vortex link out to all their friends and family. They can put it on social media. It's a free link. That school that's looking for a fundraising tool, they can say, okay, let's give this free link out, this Vortex out to all the student families, and the student families can give it out to the world so that while the school and the students are on summer break, you know, we've got a tool that creates income. That business for business travel that's looking to cut the corner, make a dime, you know, cut all the expenses, give it out to all your traveling employees. And the families can give it out and use it for personal travel, business travel. And when they book, they're going to save up to 60% off the public rate. And 60% of what they save comes back to that business, comes back to that school, comes back to that nonprofit organization, comes back to that individual entrepreneur. And when I looked at the vortex, Healing Nations with Vacations, what would it be like to give out a vortex link to those 8 billion people who have been locked down? 8 billion people saving up to 60% on their travel over the Expedia, Booking.com, Priceline price of parity, because they have that. They've got, country boy, they've got your vortex link. Somehow through social media, your vortex link went viral. And people said, hey, here's a link that's going to save you money, even over Booking.com or over Priceline or over Expedia. This link that I found. And they all have your link. And so your link has gone viral. You just came in the business for what? $79 to kick the tires for you for 30 days, came on board, you saw that it was value, paid $4.99, you know, one time to come in, and you have the vortex, right? This free link that just went viral. You and your precious bride are traveling with the membership, wholesale instead of retail, with the deeper prices even than the vortex. Yeah, that concierge that you want, you're talking to them. They're setting their trips up for you. You don't like to book, the concierge are helping you. You don't like to research, concierge are helping you research. And then your wife says, you know, I think I want to leave my job and I want to be a career travel agent. And so you've got the travel agency, and she starts taking the training, and she becomes a Commodore with Princess Cruises. You know, she just becomes a Disney specialist. She becomes a special needs travel specialist as a career opportunity. These three products, the vortex has gone viral. The membership, you're traveling the world wholesale instead of retail, using that concierge. And the travel agency, you have a career that she can learn what she wants to learn, as much or as little, and access everything travel. She wants to, you know, she's a part of an organization, let's say, and they have a convention in Atlanta. So it's because she's a travel agent, she says, hey, I'll set the rooms up, reserve the rooms at the hotel in Atlanta that we want to stay at. I'll work with the hotel group department, and we'll reserve those rooms. So she reserves the rooms for this convention, and she says, you know what, I'm not even going to take the commission from setting up all these rooms. I think I'm going to donate it back to the organization. But she has access globally. So somebody comes to her and says, hey, we want to cruise, and we want to bring these people. We want a jazz cruise. And so she says, I can take care of that for you. She calls up, like Ron does, calls up Carnival and says, we want to set up a cruise for 250 people. And they say, well, sure. Are you part of the travel agent? Are you a travel agent? Or, yes, I'm part of an organization, YTB. I'm a travel agent with them. And can we have your CLIA, the identifying card as a travel agent? She says, oh, yes. And she gives them the CLIA number. And they see YTB, a travel agency, travel network. And they say, sure, we'll set this up for you. They set the whole thing up, 250 people. You and her go for free. Several other people go for free because you set up the cruise up and you have so many cabins. And you have this great time on a jazz cruise and you have fun and you guys are just chilling. And then she gets a check for setting up the cruise. Are you kidding me? So when you talk about pandemic and you talk about Healing Nations with Vacations, but what I was going to say, and I just had to get that in, but what I was going to say was, Ron, when you was talking, I said, you made the choice for family. When I left my corporate job and I went into the community, I didn't know Brenda would come to life in my absence in the business. I didn't know that she was the key to my breakthrough in the business. I was working hard in corporate America. When I left my job and I went to the community, she came to life. And the business thought, in 2006, the business made a ton of money. Every year we've been on a whole nother path since 2006. I didn't know. So when you made that choice for Linda to get into travel, you made a choice, Ron, for Linda and your family. You made a choice for family, even Countryway. When you got into travel, you made a choice for family. When I got into travel, I made a choice for family. I was listening to this thing the other day. I was reading this article the other day, and it says, travel strengthens relationships and ignites romance.
Amen.
Relationships last longer amongst couples who travel together. Divorce rates are higher amongst couples who don't. Travel has long-term benefits for couples. People don't realize, couples don't realize, even individuals, the thing that travel brings out, the multiplier effect that travel has on you in every aspect and area of your life. Brendan and I have been on 36 cruises since joining the travel industry in 2004. 36.
Some of the cruise ship lines don't have 36 ships.
We have been on 36 cruises. And when you talk, like you're saying, Country Boy, healing nations with vacations. And
Great.
The health
you
benefits.
Did,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You did such a wonderful job, because even being in the business with me, and I know people are in the business not trying to belittle anybody's intelligence, the explanation that you gave for the vortex was excellent, Rick. Second thing, I have a mental calculator when I hear positive words. I wasn't counting, but I was. I heard you say, while you was talking, Rick, I heard you use the word give 32 times. I heard you use the word savings, same connotation. Then I heard my spirit jump up, because Ron's always working with the churches. And you went ahead and gave the explanation, but it's not just a little cliche. The more you give, the more you receive. Did y'all hear Rick say you could give it to the world, to those 8 billion people that might just zoom right over you? You can give it to your whole school. You can give it to your whole church, and they can use it. But guess what? When you give, the more you give, the more you receive, the more money that comes back into your ministry to do things with. That was so wonderfully put down. And then the crazy part is then, when Ron starts talking about blessing people in the ministry, we're spreading love around the world as we go. But when Scott Toomer and Mr. Toomer founded the company, it was founded on biblical principles. Not just a little, it's a blessing to be a blessing. Well, that's where they started at. What they said when it comes to the legal terms, if we can't save y'all no money, did y'all hear that word? If we can't save you no money, if we're not going to save you no money, we can't make no money. But it stands behind the truth. It's a blessing to be. Oh, yeah, we're to be. Shakespeare ain't the only one running around here talking about to be or not to be. You can to be. Wherever you are, you can to be. If you don't mind giving to your friends and family. So last one, and then I'm going to land. So if y'all understand, it's a blessing to be a blessing. The more you give your vortex away, the most sophisticated search engine in the world, it goes out and sniffs out the public price. Rick just told you, but it comes back and says, let's undersell them for 60% and sell people, save people money. So we blessed you, we saved you, and now you got the opportunity with that money that you saved to give it to an organization of your choice. Lynn Cain is doing it with Golden Rule Society. Once you save, the man spent 30 years flying for American Airlines after he was a fighter pilot. But now once he saves you money to Golden Rule, treat other people the way you want to treat them, save them some money, give and it shall be given back to you. That's what we're founded on. So it's no hidden agenda on what we do here at the Hope Collection. Again, shout out to Joel and his beautiful wife. She's still active with Ron Clayton, our new president. So, Ron, again, it was just a biblical thing, you guys. We're going to help heal your family. We're going to give you the vortex so you can be a blessing to somebody else and pay it forward. And I'm going to pay it forward and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you, country boy. And what you said was dynamic, as always. You have a clarity of mind and an incredible spirit that you pour out every time you're on any of our shows. And we appreciate what you do because you don't just talk about it. You're always in the process of doing this on multiple levels with multiple groups. So we appreciate that you take the time to be with us and share these things. You know, I'm thinking just so much. I know there are people on the show, and they have the same kind of heart. They want to be a help. They want to help people. And there are people that you can help. They have to want to help. And we are able to identify that. And help. Some people don't know that they want help. You have to help them identify it so that they can be free in spirit and free in mind to accept help. That takes, you know, God, just think this a minute. God always wants to help us. What does he go through to help us? Because we don't always accept it. He's there all the time. Said knock and I'll answer. Come on. Well, that's really cool. That just hit me. It's so amazing. Here we are on the show, a handful of people today and then a handful more that listen in on the archive show. And, you know, we can touch lives. There are a lot of people, families, that they're dealing with issues that are not all pretty. Their lives their stress levels are really high. And you know what would a vacation, what would be a trip away with their family? Let's say you are someone that's helping a family that's got a special needs child. Most people don't realize that through what we have, you can get certified to be a certified agent, that you can help those people being certified as a special needs person. You have the resources to help that family. It doesn't have to be something fancy, trip around the world. It might even be just a weekend away where they get to a hotel that has a pool and they're able to take their special needs child. And you made arrangements for them not only to have a special needs room, but you're able to get them a little, have delivered a little scooter so the special needs person or child can be gotten around and you can take them out to some location that might be at that city you take them to. And that can be just something very, very, very basic and simple. Yet what you do for those people, how you lift them up and the quality of their life because they get that getaway and they're able to escape the drudge. See, why people are living lives of quiet desperation. And what you're able to do is even for a window, a short time, create a window where God blesses them and they have joy in their heart and they grow closer and they have less stress and they can address the problems that they have to address. Sometimes these are very, very, very difficult. And you know what? They get worn out. But you can be a light in the room to that family because you have a tool that can make a difference in their life. And they don't have to be millionaires. They can be very, very meager funded families. Doesn't take a lot of money to take someone, have them come, let's say they've never been to Niagara Falls, but they live somewhere on the East Coast in the North, and they can at least maybe drive to Niagara Falls, or maybe they'll use Spirit Air, a cheap airline ticket, and they get their reasonable price. They save up a little bit, and you have a weekend in Niagara Falls for this family. And they get to go see one of the wonders of the world that God created. And to walk around and be all around that whole area, it's alive, 7 days a week, year-round, and they can experience wonderful creation in its fullest and meet other people. And there'll be people just like them. But there's restaurants and places, and then go, and they maybe don't stay at the Hilton Inn. They stay at the Red Roof Inn. But you still can get them a deal. You can solve so many problems for people that just a little cut time away. Maybe it's a weekend. But you can be that kind of a specialist for somebody. And, boy, you do that. You get a reputation. You don't have someone said to me, well, how do you get customers? I can't go anywhere where I don't get a customer. I was in a restaurant 2 weeks ago for breakfast, and this girl looks at me and says, I know you. I said, okay, well, I'm a Gideon and talking churches. I've been around, been in the community, done this, done that. She couldn't know me from anywhere. She says, I know your wife. She's beautiful. You know what? You welcomed us into your home. Of all the people we've ever known in our life, and by the way, her husband's a pastor, she says, nobody has ever treated us with such openness and care, and you treated us from the day you met us. And, I learned that from people like other people on this call, like Rick Reese and Joel Griffin and Kurt and Country Boy. I learned how to have that kind of hospitality. And you know what? Now this gal calls me and says, well, what are you doing now, Ron? And I said, well, a lot of things, this, that, and a travel agent. Oh, really? I'm going to go on a trip. I need to go on a trip. I handed the Vortex card. Next day, I got a confirmation from Serge that she signed up to be a Vortex member. She's already using it. She's scheduled and gone on two trips. That was a couple weeks ago. I gave her the card. And you know what? Now, I haven't seen her since, and I hadn't seen her for 10 years. I remembered her and her husband. And we had extended things to them years ago and actually helped them, and she told me that. But here's the thing, guys. Here I am today. I just got paid for some trips and things. Other than giving her the card to go look at the booking agent, and do nothing. I just one time put out my hand and said hi and lifted them up. And each one of us can do that. How many more times a week, a day, can we do each of that thing to help somebody? Makes sense?
Makes perfect sense. I'm ready for a trip now.
Me too. Believe it or not, I'm on this call right now. I'm on the Surge 365 site. I just picked out three cities that have buzzed through my mind that we need to go to. We had a gentleman, we met my wife and I had a couple at our church 6 months ago. We met them that one time. We made a connection. They got involved with Glenn and Chantel out in Tacoma. They've been involved with the Marketplace Ministries. And they want to get to, now we haven't seen them since we saw them last winter. They got joined us up through the search program. We're finally going to go down and see them in August. It's the first time we got time to go and see them.
Hey, Rick, Ron, we got about 2 minutes left. Rick, can you do us a quick favor? There's a lot of people out there listening, Rick, that still don't want to go get on the plane and worry about having to fight with this airline stewardess. Well, I'm just joking. But can you share in what time we have left something that somebody wants to do but really don't want to fly? What if somebody out
vacation.
There listening, Rick, but they don't want to get
that.
On the ship?
Yeah, we were talking about the other day, going on a staycation where you're just driving, however many hours away, or even within our own city, they've got the Great Wolf Lodge, and being able to stay there, and almost like, you are in a whole nother world whenever you get on a property of the resort. And staycations. And the tax write-offs, and talk to your tax preparer, but they're the same. You're an independent contractor, and you're just exploring. And so stay close. You don't have to fly, but everything that you do is related to your Surge 365 business. And that has been one of the biggest benefits for Brenda and I, lowering our taxable income. And, of course, you've got to talk to your tax preparer. I can't just say that, but talk to your tax preparer, but that has been one of the greatest benefits for us since 2004. and we love to travel. Not necessarily wanting to build a team, but we just travel. So we're just using it, and the team actually comes based on the results that you have. And people are like, how did you do that? I want in. Back to you, Ron.
Well, thank God you felt that way, because that's what happened to Lynn and I. We're the recipients of that very way of thinking. And I'm so happy.
That's true, huh?
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Oh, last one, you guys. I'm the recipient of that, too, because Rick Reese has been mentoring with me and my wife, Lady V, for quite some time now. But the last thing I want to give to you, again, even if you're not a business-minded person, when you get in the Surge 365 team/family, our saying, and not just our saying, our motto and what we live and walk by, is you get an opportunity to own the number one ranked home, did y'all hear that word? Home-based business in the world. It does have more tax write-offs than any other business on the planet. And number two, in closing, you'll get a chance and opportunity to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, because we are partnered with the best of the best in the industry in the world that knows everything that you don't know about travel. Back to you, Ron.
It's true. Positioning and timing is everything.
There we go. We got it. And so if you have questions, anybody, by the way, this show can be, you want to send the show to somebody you've been thinking about, we have a phone number. You can call and you can literally go on Blog Talk Radio and you can have this. It's archived by date. Tuesday is Travel Tuesday, and you can send this to somebody that you love or you want them to know what you're thinking, how your life, and who you're hanging out with. And so don't be afraid of doing that, calling us. We're ready to do it and ready to serve. Have a blessed day, everybody. And my hope, my prayer, is that each one of us will be a candle in somebody's life today, some way, shape, or form. We light the room. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Nice to see you guys.
Thanks.